listening to several Socialism 2013 speeches, I thought, if this is what they want, this shadowy vision they call socialism, why not define it? Why not tell us up front, this is what we want, and tell us why, and why it would work, and how we could achieve it, and how that vision gets realized? Why not concretize the word? I'm arguing we have to put what we want and what we got on that table so we could scrutinize it. These are the conversations we absolutely need to be having right now. I'm not talking abstracts. I'm talking very, very concrete. This has to involve every single one of us. Concrete is what breaks the hold of the master's voice. It has been a systematic plan to make us feel less, that we're not smart enough to manage this. And it's just the opposite, because we are managing it. But what disheartens me about what I hear from the professional left is a tendency to jargon, which I suppose, unbeknownst to themselves, simply reinforces that division, that disheartenment. I like to make up words, but there's a limit, right? This dishearteningness that happens when we hear this stuff that is abstract unnecessarily. Now, there's some abstracts we have to get into in order to see the whole, but that doesn't mean they don't have a concrete in them, and that we don't, as we unpack it, see that, and that's what we can be doing. That's what will forward our discussions, our thought, our heart, our hope, our confidence, and then ultimately our conviction, our certainty. That's the point of having people who say they speak for us, is to strengthen our confidence that we can run things ourselves, because otherwise we got the same thing that we have now looking at us as a future. That's unacceptable. If ocean death don't tell you that, repair to the woods and listen to your heart. Listen to what your heart says it wants, and realize that that's what everybody else wants too. It doesn't want anybody else telling it what to do. We don't need managers. We don't need masters. But instead of concretizing the word socialism, I hear this, quote, if government is going to collect data on all of us, it should at least be submitted to a referendum, this data collection, unquote, from which we glean that their future vision is not substantially different from what is existing now. So is what we have now socialist? What underlying structure must exist to make a society that structure generates socialist? Let's don't use words that are empty. Let's make sure we all know what we mean when we say things. Words matter. They're everything. I'm tempted to try to unpack that a bit, but must stay on task. Another speech was full of outrage at the Obama administration. Now, to confine his speech to critique is telling. It tells power we got nothing. And by the way, of course, the U.S. state is ruthless, is careless of the sanctity of life. Is this news to us? Any of us? And what is it that you propose to do to unmake what was made to be that way, i.e. ruthless, made to be true to its intentions, which do not include letting the people make the decisions? What do you think the state is for exactly? Why was it invented?